Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of February, recording at 7:15 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I gather from one or two people that sometimes the audio has sounded a bit breathy. It's a problem getting the new microphone in exactly the right position, so I'm hoping that this is working. I've moved it, adjusted it slightly. A work in progress, in other words. Now, what about these stock markets? Deterioration in progress, I fear, overall. We've seen further slippage, and, well, slippage is understating. Today's not producing any really big sell-offs, but we have seen plenty of downward dynamics, really, starting with late last week. And you know, I was saying the markets had commenced and were certainly due for a consolidation of gains, but the difference between a sort of consolidation is a sort of a gently declining market, and a more serious route is when you get the downward dynamics across a broad number of stock market indices that tend to frighten people. And you know, I've been a self-confessed nervous Nelly. I think it was Christopher Wood who I first saw use that term back in January when Wall Street opened with those big downside key day reversals, and a number of the European indices repeated those signals. And I didn't like the negative divergence that I saw. But then come late January, early February, we got some good upside signals, and key lead indicator markets had not deteriorated all that much, so I was able to relax again, and but very much in line with my view that this is the end game. We're very late in this stock market cycle, which is coming up to its second year anniversary. That's long in the tooth. All the warning signs that I have been citing, and the big one yesterday, of course, was the leap in the oil price. Now, we've seen a little bit of further selling here today throughout much of Asia, not all. At a number of the European markets, they've certainly all either lost upward momentum or seen downward dynamics. Australia and New Zealand have also reacted, but are not sufficiently to clearly look out of character with what we've seen previously. So at this stage, I can only say that in all honesty, I'm not sure. Probably one is never sure, or I'm mistrustful of feeling sure about anything. But certainly, there's no evidence yet that the consolidation is over, and there's not quite enough evidence to suggest that it's more than a consolidation. Now, if we were to see Wall Street move back down, and it's actually up today, although not in the NASDAQ, but if we were to see Wall Street move back down and take out, for instance, its December lows, or if we were to see other stock markets take out their December reaction lows, there's little doubt in my mind that we would be in the earlier stages of a major correction in global stock markets. So at this stage, I don't think it's a time to be putting new money in the markets for sure. I have placed the emphasis, I think, on lightening in positions on strength, and I'm pretty well concentrated, as you know, in what have been hot sectors recently, which are golds and also the mining stocks generally, and the Asian emerging markets. Eastern European emerging markets, incidentally, continue to run ahead on the upside. That has just been a red hot sector. And I haven't seen the type of deterioration. Well, we've seen very little deterioration, just a pause in markets such as India and Thailand, where I have my main positions. Japan hasn't done too badly. I mean, the Nikkei was down here today, but the second section index, well, that was also down, but only down a fraction. And that it had that very good day. I think it was, I can't remember whether it was Friday or Monday. But so still a nervous environment here due to the oil price, due to concern over interest rates, and due to the other ending signals that I've described previously. Now, Treasury bonds, they are up a little bit in here today, but well off the highs. And they had pushed up earlier on. I'm just wondering if there was some economic news that had helped to push them. Oh, yes, there was. The CPI, that's a consumer price index figure, came in at a relatively low. Now, I am in the camp that feels that the consumer price index data is very, very misleading. I mean, you've probably seen some of the articles that I've posted on this or that others have posted. But anybody who pays the household bills, as I mentioned over and over again, will be well aware that there's a lot more inflation around than we see in the CPI. And I think it was earlier in the week when we had the producer price data that was higher than people had been generally expecting. So that's just added to the overall concern. But the lower data here for the consumer price index has helped Wall Street to steady a bit. The Dow's up 54 as I speak, 5 in the S&P, but down a couple of points here in the NASDAQ. But on that consumer price index data, the Treasury bonds did rally. I'm talking about the March contract now, pushed up to 114.14. That was a fairly good game, sort of 0.75 point, but they're now down. They're only up 4/32 here at 113.25, and I maintain that the chart overall is still quite bearish. Now, I had said yesterday that I had my Treasury bond position was expiring today, and I was wrong on that. It's the T-bonds expire tomorrow, as do my palladium positions and my March silver position. Now, I will be rolling all of those forward tomorrow. And today I had a couple of rollover positions, sugar and natural gas. Took a bit of a beating on that natural gas trade, which was careless. But it looks so cheap relative to other industrial commodities that I was, as I mentioned yesterday, I said I would be rolling that forward. Bonds, needless to say, and I've said it many times before, but if the Treasury bonds continue to weaken, that rise in long-term interest rates will add to pressures on global stock markets, even if there is a little bit of switching from bonds to equities to support equities in the short term. Certainly any sustained decline in long-term interest rates will lead to economic concerns, create more competition for the stock market. Okay, in currencies today, it was interesting. We had, remember that article yesterday that I posted, which is on Bloomberg and the other wire services. Basically, the article had said that Korea, and I gather some other items on this indicated possibly Japan as well, but South Korea, this is, was going to be diversifying reserves away from US dollars. And I commented on the item. Well, that created a bit of a kerfuffle in the markets. And today we had a statement saying from Korea, and I think also Japan, saying that they were not actually selling dollars. That doesn't mean they aren't shifting additional trade surplus money into other currencies. I suspect that they probably are doing just that, and rightly so. But at any rate, what that did was create a dollar rally here this morning, and that had a knock-on effect in the metal markets. Now, as the day has worn on, much of that rally has been retraced. For instance, in terms of euro dollar, that got down to 130, 185 after yesterday's big gains, and that really was a big gain yesterday. But currently it's at 132.39. It's only down 20 ticks. And looking at sterling, that had dipped down to 190.43, currently 191.11, so only down six ticks. And the dollar yen that had bounced up to 105.12, but now back down to 104.82. So this dollar rally is fading. It also occurred against the Aussie and sort of late morning, early afternoon, and the New Zealand dollars. But again, that decline is being reduced as I speak. My feeling is that we will see further weakness in the US dollar, going back down to testing on the dollar index basis, testing that low down around the 80 level here. But the big question that concerns me more is that I mentioned in the comment of the day today is whether we're going to see a dollar that's mainly ranging or moving lower. But at the moment, I'm happy to be moderately short of the US dollar and quite long the gold, silver, platinum. I've also got palladium. Palladium's a classic laggard here, but I will be rolling that position forward, as I've already mentioned earlier in this broadcast. And I think that the secular bull markets here mean that the setbacks that we're likely to see and that we have been seeing in silver and gold and platinum and palladium are temporary. But a stress with palladium that we really do need to see platinum, silver and gold extending their overall upward trends. In other words, we're talking about silver moving back above the $8 level, we're talking about gold moving back above the 455 level, and we're talking about palladium moving above 890 at least before people start to get interested in palladium once again as a catch-up play. I do think that will happen, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen in April or May. Oh, well, that's too far ahead. Maybe March or April. Now, what else can I mention here today? Oil taking a little bit of a breather, but it's only down 27 cents at 51.15, and the natural gas bouncing as I speak. That's up at that's up 200 points here today. And that's pretty much it. So we'll keep a close eye on the stock market, well, and indeed all the other markets of interest. Good night.